Have you thought to yourself this week, if only I had more time or a little more energy, I could do more? Have you felt that there are some things that just seem to stay the same in your life no matter what you do? Have you ever been frustrated by your limits? At the heart of Christianity is the mystery that God saved us by limiting himself. God the infinite became finite in the humanity of Jesus. God the almighty became weak in the human flesh of Jesus. God limited himself in Christ in order to save us. Think about it this way. If you stare into the sun directly long enough, you'll go blind. But if the light of the sun is limited through your sunglasses or through the clouds, or it's just scattered in the leaves of a beautiful forest, then you can experience the goodness of the sun's light without the sun actually losing any of its power. In the same way, Jesus is the Son, the S-U-N. He's the perfect reflection of the Father. He's the image of the invisible God. To see Jesus is to see the Father, like he tells Philip, because Christ contains within himself the full glory of the Father, but he shines that glory onto us in a way that we're able to receive it. We can think about this in another way by looking at the public ministry of Jesus. Speaking statistically, Jesus' public ministry was very limited. He carried out his public mission for a mere 3 years. His works were made known to only a few thousand people. And he didn't travel very far. He only circled a small geographic area about the size of New Jersey. But here's the thing. God knows what he's doing. God knows what he is about. God's plan all along was that the works of his Son would continue in space and in time through us. You and I are the extension of the incarnation. You and I make Christ present in the world through his Spirit. Christ is the cornerstone. No doubt, there is no other. Only he anchors the whole foundation of the church. Only he is the Savior. But you and I are nonetheless living stones built on top of Christ, built into a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. That's why Jesus said, "Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these." Let that sink in for a second. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these. Greater ones than these, Jesus? Jesus, you cast out demons. You cleansed lepers. You fed 5,000 people at a time. You befriended the friendless. You raised the dead. You taught with words of heavenly wisdom. You gave God's mercy to people who did horrible, evil things. And you're saying that we are going to do those works and even greater? Friends, right now, what is happening inside of you? Can you acknowledge what's happening in your heart right now? And can you hear the voice of the Lord who's responding to you? I think sometimes we ask this question, like, if Jesus actually said this and he means what he says, like, is that actually possible for me? And if that's what's in your heart right now, Jesus is saying something to you. He's saying, yeah. Yes, that's exactly what I mean for your life. So why do we disbelieve him? Why do we so often think this is not possible for us? Why do we hear this scripture, the very word of God, year after year, and just kind of want to skip over it? I think the main reason is that it has to do with our dislike of being limited. Call them the limitations of our lives, call them flaws, call them, we'll just say imperfections today. We're not talking about sins, but just things that seem to always be with us that feel limiting. Like for one person, maybe it's the tendency to only get like lost in the details and kind of can't see the big picture sometimes. Or maybe the person who, on the opposite way, has big goals, big dreams, but has a hard time just focusing on one thing at a time. Maybe it's the person who tends to talk a lot and kind of hold court, but needs to listen a little bit more to others. Or maybe it's the person who's a really good listener, but needs to learn to actually speak their mind from time to time and make their own thoughts known. Whatever it is that's kind of with you that you can relate to, these can all be described as imperfections. They're personality traits, quirks, thought patterns, idiosyncrasies. And they can feel limiting oftentimes. And for sure, we should grow and we should develop virtue and we shouldn't let these things weigh us down. But for sure, some of these kind of things will be with us probably until the end of our lives in some form. And they aren't necessarily sinful. They aren't evil. They're just limiting. Imperfections seem to limit us, and therefore we wrongly assume that they therefore also limit what God can do through us. I think sometimes we can throw our hands up and lament like, oh Lord, how can I ever serve you? What can I possibly offer to your kingdom? I mean, certainly, you must be giving your Holy Spirit right now to those people on earth who aren't as limited as I am. And when you start thinking like that, this is exactly when Jesus says to you, Jesus clears his throat very politely and says, I saved you by limiting myself, by humbling myself, by becoming finite and weak. That's how I saved you. And if that's how I chose to serve my Father, why do you think it will be different for you? St. Francis de Sales was one of my favorite saints. He wrote, "Don't get upset with your imperfections. This is a great mistake. It leads nowhere. To get angry because you're angry, upset at being upset, depressed at being depressed, disappointed because you're disappointed. Don't fool yourself. Simply surrender to the power of God's love, which is always greater than our weakness. Be patient with everyone, but above all, be patient with yourself." So brothers and sisters, don't be afraid of your imperfections. Be patient with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Remember that in a mysterious way, you are actually cooperating with God in his preferred method of action. God became limited in order to save us. It sounds crazy. It sounds impossible. But then again, who are we to tell God what God can and cannot do? Jesus is continuing his works through you and doing even greater works than he did 2,000 years ago. Yes, we're imperfect. Yes, we're weak. Yes, we're finite. And so it seems crazy. It seems impossible that Jesus would heal and teach and love and forgive and encourage and sanctify the world through you and me. But then again, who are we to tell God what he can and cannot do? If there is one imperfection to maybe work on today, maybe this is just where we start. Maybe to remember that we don't tell God what he can and cannot do. Maybe to pray something like this: Lord, I am imperfect, but help me remember that I don't decide what's possible for you. That's your job. That's who you are. You can do anything. Lord, you can be perfect inside of me, even though I am imperfect. And you can work beautiful things through me. Lord, I believe. Lord, help my unbelief.